All right, Highway Radio, thanks for being here. We are backstage at the MGM. Are we backstage? We're in the press room.
Yeah,
we're in
a banquet center or something like that.
Right. Yep. There's food, so that's why the press is here, because you give food and they just, you know, flock
Dude,
here.
Dude, I'm hungry as well.
Right, exactly.
And you know what? I'll tell you why they're here, because it's early. Everybody got up early, and nobody had their morning coffee, so they supplied coffee and stuff, donuts.
And so everybody's here.
There you go. Gotta help yourself, right?
Gonzo's
me.
Though. Gonzo's me, that's Garrett, and now we're here with
Mr. Lennox Lewis. Yeah. Boxing Hall of Fame, baby.
Yep.
You're on Mount Rushmore, sir.
Mount Rushmore.
Of boxing. You're a true legend. Seriously.
Thank you.
It's an honor. So what do you think about this fight coming up? Who are you picking? What are your thoughts?
You know, Canelo is the champion, so you have to always go with the champion, but Jacobs has a great story, you know, what he's been through.
All his adversities,
just the mental strength he has, and, you know, and that's what's going into the ring. You know, it's not just his physical being, but the mental being as well, and the true belief that he can do it. So always looks for a good fight when you go in with that type of mentality.
Yeah, it normally seems like Jacobs fights his best when he's an underdog, especially when he fought Triple G. Do you think he's going to bring in that same heat when
he
fights Canelo this weekend?
Yeah, of course. You know, let me tell you, when you're at the top, there's always somebody trying to beat you. So you got to always be on your P's and Q's. And I've always told people that it's hard to become a champion, but it's even harder to keep it. So, you know, every fight is always break time. Every fight is like a Super Bowl in boxing.
So back when you were boxing, you know, on top of the world, how do you see boxing being different or any similarities like to the current fighters of this generation before, like how you were in the past?
You know, a lot has changed. I always look at myself when, you know, when I was growing up, I used to watch Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, and Frazier and all these different fighters, and say to myself, wow, you know, life for them is great. They're champions, and they're making so much money. Then I became a heavyweight champion and started boxing at the top level and started making money. And I looked
back. Mr. Undisputed.
Yep. Right. And I looked at my era, and I'm like, okay, this era is making a lot of money.
You know, we're making
we're making more money than Muhammad and them guys. And now, you know, I'm out of boxing. Like, I'm out of boxing. There's new heavyweights, and they're making even more money.
Yeah, Joshua,
so,
you know,
so
Deontay.
It's moving on up.
Right?
Yeah.
So we see, like, you know, the fight is on DAZN, DAZN.com, and so we see fighters doing these deals like that. I mean, that's got to be very empowering for these guys that are able to do deals like that.
Let me tell you, these deals, I mean, they're millions and millions of dollars, and the streaming companies, yeah. I understand it. I understand, you know, the whole premise of it. I think it's great. Boxers are making more money. They're taking more risks. They're in there. Their life's on the line. So the fact that even Canelo can do DAZN contract deal, all the power to him, I think it's great.
Well, since Triple G signed with DAZN, do you think people are looking past Jacobs towards that trilogy?
Yeah, I think you know, DAZN wants to stick their neck out there and say, "Yeah, we want to be number one in boxing, so we're gonna buy all these boxers." You know, life is full of chances, you know, and this is the chance that they're taking, and it may work for them and it may not work for them, but you know, at least somebody's taking that chance.
Mm-hmm. Like Wayne Gretzky said, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take."
Right. So. Yeah, it's like, you know, you never know if somebody says no until you ask them. So you have that 50% chance that they'll say yes.
Right? Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, sir. Truly, it's an honor. You got anything you want to plug or promote?
No, just Lennox Lewis League of Champions. I actually have camps all around the world, and it's growing, where I teach kids how to box. I'm a true pugilist specialist, so I want kids to learn properly how to box. And I find the amateur system's kind of lacking right now. It needs to be built up all around the world, not just in America, Canada as well, Jamaica as well. And what I do is teach them how to box properly and also give them life skills. You know, a lot of these kids, hearing from, you know, where I grew up and how hard it was for me to survive and become a great fighter and all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through. Kids want to hear it and they realize, hey, you know, I'm not the only one that went through, or they're not the only ones that are going through what they need to go through. So Lennox Lewis, League of Champions, please follow .org and see what I'm doing with the kids.
Everyone go ahead and follow League of Champions. This guy's amazing. Like I said, Mount Rushmore, Lennox Lewis.
We'll
it's an honor,
appreciate
sir.
That,
seriously.
My brother.
Well,
yes.
You wanna, we'll get you a selfie in a minute, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you good?
All right, I got it.
Lennox Lewis, everybody. This is Highway Radio. The fight is tomorrow over at T-Mobile Arena. You can check it out on DAZN, DAZN.com. Thanks for listening. Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.